Okay, today's daf is daf peches, but don't feel that you've fallen into a trap. It's just a new beginning. We're here in the middle, really, of the sugya of Darshan Nipsukim that we were going through in Hoshea and Shashem and so on. And the last thing we spoke about is why go into Bava or Galut, and we had the story about Ula and his unfortunate experience with the Dvela. Anyway, we're up to V'Omar Rabbi Elazar, which is one-fifth of the way down. Yomar Rabbi Elazar, my dechzivo hu amim rabim ve'amru lechu v'na'alal har Hashem ha'beit Elohei Yaakov. What is the meaning of the Yeshayahu's Levius about the way all of the nations will come and they'll say, let us go up to the house of the Lord of Yaakov? Why Yaakov? Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Avraham Yitzchak. Something's wrong with Avraham Yitzchak. Why do they only talk about Yaakov? Elalok Avraham. Now they were insisting. They're not going to the place of Avram, because Avram, in reference to the Beit HaMikdash, was as a mountain. Shekatuv bo har, shemen asher yeamer hayom behar Hashem yera'eh. And not like Yitzchak, where the Beit HaMikdash was a sodom. Shemer vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basadeh. Ela ki Yaakov shekor o bayit. They all wanted to go to the bayit, to the Beit HaMikdash. Shemar vayikra, shema makom ahu Beit El. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, gadol kibbutz galuyot, ki yom shnivru bo shamayim v'oretz. Shneemar, back to our pasuk that we were dashing in Hoshea before. V'nigbitzu v'nei Yehuda v'nei Yisrael yachada v'samalem rosh echad v'olu min ha'oretz, ki gadol yom Yisrael. Let's try Yom Yisrael. This is a particular Yom that has been Yuchad. So that's similar to Vayera v'yiboker Yom Echad. It's a the specific meanings of days. We don't usually refer to events as days. The Yom of Yisrael of the Kibbutz HaGoluyos is given a special Yom, just like the Yomim of Maaseh Bereishis. Continues the Mishnah. The Mishnah has a list now of his incidents in which one person is shechted on by two different individuals. Shaila was how to determine which one the person can eat from. So you have a woman whose husband and father shechts on her, where you have a yatom who has two legal guardians, and they both check the carbon pesach for that yatom. So it says he can eat from either one, whenever he chooses. So does that mean shmat mina yesh breira? I mean, so again, it means if he could choose ex post facto, then that means that retroactively he's defining who the shkitas of pesach was for. Now here we can't, Tosafot points out, we can't say the teretz we said before, because absolutely no kiddush to tell us that if he wanted b'shat shechita, I mean, so then what's the point? See, by the isha, it's a kiddush that if she wasn't mevar, that it's not roy, and that there is no umtana, but it's two apotropos, and that's absurd. So what's the kiddush to tell me if he chose b'shat shechita? If he chose b'shat shechita, then there was only one pesach shechted for him. So l'chora, the only possible kiddush over here is to say that yesh breira. How was he going to understand it? Omar Rabbi Zera, sell a bayit mikomako. This is a very vague declaration, which has many different versions. Rashi's pir, although there's even arguments on what Rashi really means, it appears to me that Rashi's pirish is simply, and there's many achronim who learn like this, Rashi's pirish is, no matter how you look at it, it's a sell a bayit. Because Lamaisa over here, the apotroposin are the bayit, and so Mamela, what's the problem? Either way, he's eating a celibate. That's all. Tosis seems to learn that what it means is that the whole din of celibate is anyway not really a chiyuv. In other words, the cotton doesn't have a chiyuv to eat. In which case, you'll let him eat from the carbon. Ah, you'll tell me. But what do you mean? It's iser. How can we give him a carbon? If he wasn't nimna on this carbon, so then he's not allowed to eat from the carbon. Says Tosfos that since it's a mitzvah over here, so therefore it's not, you're not b'chuyiv to be mafreshim from the yisr, and you can even give him the yisr to eat. Really weird. This Tosfos obviously has an application all over the place. They keep always bringing this Tosfos to be matir, doing various yisurim for tzorach chinuch. There are also other ways to learn about the selabais mikomakom, in that it's selabai. The Ran learned selabais means the only din of minui is on someone who is shayach to a bayit. Since a cotton is a shayach to a bayit, it's not going to mean it. So therefore, he's mechuyav to eat, but he can eat without minui. Okay, I mean, so in other words, the question is, it is a minui, it's not a minui, but there's no chiyav on him to eat, or there's no chiyav of minui. Even though there's no minui here, he could therefore eat. Those are the three basic approaches with variations. It's a very rich sugya. Tana Rabbanan. Sema bayit melamed she'adam mevi v'shochet ayidei b'no b'to haktanim. The fact that it says sema bayit means that the person who is the Rosh HaBayit brings a Korban Pesach for his sons, his daughters that are Ktanim, for his Eved and his Shifcha who are Ktanim, whether it's Midaita, Megillah Midaita, and it doesn't have to be done with their acquiescence. However, when it comes to his older children, or over bar mitzvah, or bat mitzvah, or it comes to Abdo v'shifchato ha'ivrim, or it comes to his wife, he can only shecht for them midatan tani idam.
Even his wife.
Tanya idach. We'll see what the issue over here is. Tanya idach. Lo yishchot adam lo ayadei b'no b'to hagdolim v'lo ayadei abdo v'shifchato ha'ivrim. A person should not shecht for his children who are gedolim, or for his Eved Ivri or Shifra Ama Ivriya, or for his wife, Ela Mida Atan. Aval Shochetu Ayde Bino Bito Aktanim, Ayde Abdo Vishifrato Aknanim, Ben Mida Atan, Uben Shalom Mida Atan. The Kulan Sheshachtu, Vishachat Rabban, Alayhem Yotzim Bishal Rabban, Vein Yotzim Bishal Atzma. And in all of these cases, where the individual shechted for themselves, and the one who was in charge shechted also, they're yotze only with the one that was shechted by the one in charge, and they're not yotze with their own chutz min ha'isha, except for a wife, where because a wife yechola lemchot, a wife does not have to accept her husband's largesse, so even if he's supporting her at any time, a wife can say, "I'm not interested in your support." And because of that, she no longer has to give her earnings to him either. This is an arrangement that the Chachamim made for her taiva. If she's not interested, she could say, "I'm not interested." She's not mechuyev to accept support from her husband.
Like the shekh for a Canaanite slave?
Sure, of course. A Canaanite slave is not a goy.
Not a goy?
No, sir. The moment he becomes a slave, he becomes a Jew, by definition. You're not allowed to keep a slave as a goy.
Like that without,
no, you got to give him mila, you got to stick him in the water, the whole jazz.
But he has to be... Does
he have to be mekabel?
He has to be mekabel.
No,
he's not.
You got to get rid of him. You can't keep him. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
You threatened to sell him to a goy.
Huh?
You threatened to sell him to a goy.
Anything but that. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean, chutz min ha'isha? And what, and your children can't be mocha? The gedolim can't be mocha? Why only the wife? I wouldn't open that one. That one's from before Pesach. But there's a fresh water over there, if you don't listen to me. Yeah. So there's no difference legally. There's no difference between a woman and between a child, right? Mm-hmm. Or does it say it's not kosher? Oh, it's not kosher.
Oh, yes, it is. It's on the side. Rabbanut of Cairo.
Thank you very much. We have a lot of humor in this room. All right, so there shouldn't be any difference. Says Rav, there isn't any difference. When it says Isha, it's saying a wife and anybody else, v'chol d'domila, anybody else who has a right to carry on their own accounts if they so desire. No, so wait a minute. So now we're running into trouble. Because, look, if that's the case, so then haguf akasha. You started off saying, chutz min ha'isha she'chola limchot. You said, you can't shecht, chutz min ha'isha over here, they're not yotze b'shel atzman, but the woman is yotze because she could, after all, if she wants to, say that she's not interested in her husband giving her the carbon, or her husband supporting her bechla. So, but that means time of the month. In other words, it's only because she can be mocha. So if she's mocha, then she would be yotze. Mashma, but if she's not mocha, so then she would be yotze b'shel bala. And then you say, in the reisha you said, you can only shecht for your wife midatan, which is mashma, that's stama. She doesn't say anything. She's not yotze with yours.
That's more
limiting than not mocha. Yeah, stama. You're saying that even stama, in other words, she would have to agree. But that's a contradiction. First you say, only if she says, no, I bedavka don't want. And then you say, only if she agrees. Which one is it? Says the Gemara, no, My element dot tan, when we use the word only with their dot, does not mean with their dot that she said this is my dot. Lav da amri in, element is stama. It means that she just didn't say anything. So we have an assumption that it's okay with her. La fuki hecha da amur. And if she goes and verbalizes lo, so then she's not yotze. So then why did you say vakulum shishachtu? Anybody who shechted, v'shachad rabban alayim, and the other master, the one who's in charge, shechts for them, yotzin b'shal rabban. You're saying that the yotzin b'shal rabban. Now, what's that? That's stoma, right? That's stoma. They didn't say no, they didn't say anything. And in that case you say chutz mina isha. It's in that very case that you say, except for a woman. So, but she wasn't mocher. I'm a rabbi. What are you talking? Person who checks for themselves is saying, I don't want to be yotze with yours. I mean, is there a better way of saying, I don't want to be yotze with yours? Well, you have to verbalize it better than that action. So that's what it's saying. Stoma, enochinami. But if she verbalizes or does an action, like shechting her own Pesach, or any of the children, or the Eved Ivri, or whatever, do their own, so obviously they're saying, I reject yours.
Shechting your own Pesach means that she registers for another.
Mm-hmm. Eved shel shnei shutafim. Romi lei Rav Eina Saba l'Rav Nachman. Rav Eina Saba asked Rav Nachman, in the Mishnah it says that an Eved shel shnei shutafim, lo yocham mishel shneihem, he can't eat either carb, because each one shechted only on the part that he owned, and you can't be nimna on two carb on his Pesach. So what are you going to do? But isn't that a problem? Because the Braita says, Vatanya, Ratza Mizelcha, Ratza Mizelcha, we can eat from either one. So how do we square that with the Mishnah? Omar Lei, so Rav Nachman told Rav Nachman used to have a special relationship with Rabbeinu Saba. Oi, he told him, Eina Saba, oi, you old eye. The Amrila Patya Uchmar, used to call him a blackened pot, because he was so committed to his learning that he was actually, he had gotten himself all old and worn out from his learning. Between the two of us, we'll get this thing straight. Bright is talking about with the two owners who can't see on each other's backs. If one chefs, he doesn't want the other half. Get that other half out of here. Bashem came, so there's no way that the other can eat. The half that belongs to the other person is going to be eating from the part that is not nimna on that. What's he going to do now? So Bashem came, the Braita is talking about the lokaptia, that you have two people sharing ownership. It's assumed that the mela, each one of them is not makhmin, one on the other. So mela, if one of them is, allows the eved to eat by the other guy, or wants the other half to eat by him, everything's fine. Misha chetzio eved, chetzio ben chorin, lo yochal mishel rabo. So what are you saying? He can't eat mishel rabo, but he can eat his own. How can he eat his own? His own is only half. And that seems very reasonable. If the other checked it on you, so that means that half of you doesn't have a right to check for itself. And the other half that you own is only half. So how are you going to eat from the Korban Pesach? It's really a problem walking around in two heads, you know? So what do you do? Answers the Mishnah. Khan, I told you there was a problem. I keep telling you. If you don't get the two parts together, it's going to be problematic. Khan, but Mishnah Rishayna. Khan, the Mishnah Achreina. Actually, as we well know, the famous Mishnah Achreina and Mishnah difference from the Mishnah Rishayna changes the status of every Chetzio Eved v'Chetzio Ben Chorin and removes the rights of the master from him automatically. Why is this? That's not. Where does it all begin? The Mishnah Rishayna. The Mishnah Rishayna says, Misha Chetzio Eved v'Chetzio Ben Chorin Ovedet Rabo Yom Echad v'Tatzmo Yom Echad. So the way they split it up, because otherwise they're going to be fighting each other all the time. So the way they split it up, you take one day for yourself, where you're the whole boss, and the next day the other guy's the whole boss. Because otherwise it's going to be very difficult while one hand is playing the piano for the other hand to be doing the gathering. So Bemela, we have a nice takona, split it by day. Says Beit Shammai, well, that's a great takona for the rabbah. But you're not going to help him too much, because on the day when he's himself, how's he going to get married? Lisa shivcha eino yachol. He can't marry a shivcha, as an eved would usually do, because half of him is a ben chorin, and he's not allowed to marry a shivcha. That half isn't allowed to marry a shivcha. And was Orchard supposed to marry a free woman? He can't, because half of him is an eved. So now he's going to have a lot of trouble getting married here. Yivatel, should he just forget about it? The world was created for reproduction. Therefore, we will not allow situations like this to keep going. There's no choice. We force the owner to write him out a shtar, and he gives an IOU for half of his value, which will be taken out of future earnings, and so on. And Beit Hillel accepted that psak of Beit Shammai, because of which all recorded mishnas and brises that speak about a chatzi eved, a chatzi ben chorin, as really being in a state of half and half, are clearly leftovers from the Mishnah Rishayna. But once we have this takana that Besen will force the other to free him, he no longer maintains any control over him, because he's not allowed to maintain that control. Besen will take it away from him. And at that point, it is true to say, like the Braita says, that he eats his own, he doesn't eat like a Mishnah says, he eats his own and doesn't eat from his sister.
This one,
no, not where he's chosen lives. Zorkte, like a Mishnah, ha'imer le'avdo, tsei u'shchot alayat ha'pesach. Somebody who sends his eved out to take care of the Korban Pesach for him, shachat gidi yochal, shachat tle yochal, whatever it is that he shechs, even though lamaisa normally he would have really preferred a tle, not a gidi, or a gidi, not a tle, since he didn't tell the Eved any differently, this is the Korban Pesach, he gave it into his hands, and whatever it is, that's what he's going to eat. Shachat gidi utle, suppose the Eved wasn't sure what to do, and he went and he shechted both. So then, Yochal min HaRishon. The first one is the only one, that one became his Pesach. The second one should simply be burned as Kachip Sule. Okay, but we'll see. We're going to see. Shachach ma'amar lo rabo. How about if the Eved doesn't remember what he was told? Now he's really in problem. Was he told to shech the gdi, or was he told to shech the tle? So what he does over there is, yishchat tle ugdi, he should shech both with a tznai, and he should say, im gdi amar li rabbi. So then the gdi is for him, and the tle is for me. If the tle is what I was told by Rabbi, then ha-tle shalo vagadishali. Comes back home and finds out that the rabbi also forgot. Now what? Shochach rabo ma'amar. So then shnehem yotzim lebet ha-srifa. Both of them have to be burned, because a Pesach can only be eaten by those who are nimna on it over here. We don't know who the menuyim are. But since they were menuyim, they're p'turim milasot Pesach sheni. So this is a Pesach that was kosher, but can't be eaten. And in such a case, the achil is not ma'akev. Therefore, both were yotzei, and unfortunately, both are yotzei.
Even though they're
to the Beit HaSreifa.
Even though they're not eaten.
Sad.
No, but the whole kunst about the...
Yeah, I know, but as we've seen, the achil is not ma'akev.
Now,
pshita shachat gidi yochal afogav derogel betle. Shachat tle yochal afogav derogel begdi. I understand that in these cases you eat whatever it was. Ela shachat gidi betle yochal min harishon. I don't follow that case. If he shechs both, so then you have to eat the first. Atanya ein nimnina shnei psachim kechad. What does that mean? You can't in this case eat from either, I would think, because how do you know that his das besach shechita was to eat the first, whatever it was? Maybe he really wouldn't have wanted that, and therefore you're left over here with a suffix, unless you're going to rely on brera, which we've been saying all along we're not relying on. You shouldn't be able to eat either, because you know there's no way for us to say what the das was at the time. So how do you get that? If you say ein nimna shnei psachim ke'echad, you're telling me there's no brera, right? Ein nimna shnei psachim ke'echad means I'll decide which one I want. Let's have a Shatveh, and Egdi, and I'll make up my mind. So if you say you can't do that, doesn't mean it's because there's no prayer. Truth is, Matitim b'melach u'malka. The Mishnah is talking about people like a king and queen. A king and queen basically do not get down into those issues. A king and queen are considered to be da'atan kalot. Da'atan kalot means whatever the situation is, they deal with it as it is. Yeah, same thing as nashim da'atan kalot. In other words, I'm not committed to particular this or that. Whatever it is, I'll make do the best I can. So therefore, over here, the melech malka, well, okay, whatever, you shakta that one, then that one's the one we want. It's a difference. V'atanya, and indeed, it says in the Braita, Ein nimnim ha-shnei psachim ke'achad, u'maaseh b'melech u'malka sh'amru la'avdehem, se'u v'shichtu aleinu et ha-pesach. When there was once a story of a king and queen who told their servants, go out and shecht the Pesach, and the servants went out and they shecht the two Pesachim, and they didn't know what to do. So they went to the Melech and they said, Melech, which one would you like? He said, I don't know, ask the queen. Shalu et ha-melech, who shalu et ha-melech? So they went and asked the queen. The queen said, go ask the Melech. I don't know. No. She said, you know what? Go ask Rabbi Gamliel. He's the only one who knows what's going on around here. In other words, the shaila was, is it kosher? Bo v'shalu et Rabbi Gamliel, amar lehem malka u'melech da'atan kalar lehem yochlu min arishon. A case of a king and a queen. They're not attached to one particular thing or another. So over there, they can eat indeed from the Rishon without it being an issue of Brera. But a normal person who has a specific preference and is caught up in his own das, he wants to have things his way. That's not having Daitan Kalas. Amazing that notion of Daitan Kalas, huh? You think that women always want things their way, but the truth is it's not true. They manage whatever situation is, they manage. It just has to clearly be a different situation, otherwise they want it their way. Huh? But it works out.
And how does the last
Daten
Kalas by Shema Bayotai find there?
Because they'll be ma'aneh. Because they don't remain committed to a particular thing. Not they'll take it lightly. But it's easy to move them. Same thing, that you could be mafatel them also. It's easy to move. Someone who's not 100% involved in a particular thing has it, because it's easy to change them.
So, yeah,
the dot is connected. Here?
Yeah.
The question is, what was he focused on? What did the guy want? If you don't know the brayer, we don't know what he wants. Only someone that never has a particular want would we say just take the first one, doesn't matter what the first one, right?
Das is connection.
Yeah, das is connection.
The first case we're talking about, go by the first one, we're talking about a case where
only a melech u'malka. Because otherwise we need brayer. We can't do that.
What do you mean, like somebody like them, very wealthy?
It would have to, I don't know. I mean, I said someone like them, but I mean, it would have to be someone that you know is mamish daitan kalah. It's a person that has no akbar, is it? No, that never focuses on this one. Anybody who goes into a restaurant and stares at the menu for 5 minutes is not Daitan Kalas. Seriously. It means it's up to you to choose anything.
As opposed to making sure I'm here, I want to get the best thing.
Exactly. Alright. Anan, but people like us, lo nocha lo min arishon, lo min hasheni, we can't eat either, because it would be dependent on Brera. There was another Maisa, where Rabbi Gamliel's presence superseded the das of the king and the queen, which was, pamachat nimtzat al ta'a bebet ha-mitbachai. They found a dead lizard in the kitchen. They wanted to say that I have a suffix. If the food touched the lizard, we're going to have to throw out all the food. The king and queen are not interested in eating tamei food. So they asked the king, what do we do? Ask the queen. They came and asked the queen, and the queen said, call Rabbi Gamliel. So, bo v'shalot v'yatzru Gamliel. The first thing he said is, Amar lehem, Beit HaMitbachayim roteach v'tzonein. What was the temperature in the Beit HaMitbachayim? Huh? Amru lo. It was boiling hot. Very good, he said. Take a cup of cold water and pour it over the poor lizard. So, atilo ha'koshal tzonein. Holchu v'tilo ha'koshal tzonein. They poured a cup of water over the lizard. V'rich hashan, it moved. So it wasn't dead after all. There was nothing to be metame the sort of. So you see, the king is dependent on the queen, and the queen is dependent on Rabbi Gamliel, which means, call us who that we have Rabbi Gamliel. Amazing story. Shachach Masha Amarlo Rabbon. Okay, if he doesn't remember, so he should make a condition. So if
we don't know who the king or queen was.
Maybe we do it tomorrow.
Leo was when?
I'll talk about it this afternoon. I need to finish up. So how can it says in the Mishnah that you should make it tonight, right? If the Rav wanted to play a spot, if he wanted to be, then the other one should be mine. But that doesn't make any sense. How can anything be his? Mashikane Evet Kana Rabo. He has no separate accounts as an Evet Kanani. So how can he go ahead and start making a cheshbon like that? Omer Abaye, what he does is like this. Holech Eitzoro Eha Ragyu Rabo Etzlo. Denechle Betakanta de Rabbe. He goes and he goes to a distributor or a roe who has the payments, who knows the Rav well, who's interested in helping out. And he explains to him the problem. And the roe is makne, one of the animals, the opposite, in other words, the whichever one it is, almanat she'in l'rabo reshutbo. And if you give an animal to an evet on condition that the Rav doesn't have any reshus on it, so then it doesn't become the Rav's. And then he can make this tonight. How about if the Rav forgot what he told them? So then they're potter milasis pesach sheni, but you have to burn their korbanos. On Rabbaya, when you put it from a pesach sheni, lo shanu el sheshachach acher zrika. That's only if at the time of zrika he knew, and so the dam therefore was roy to eat at that point, and I sprinkled the dam for a korban pesach that was edible. Then he forgot. But if he forgot lifnei zrika, so then at the time that I was zurik the dam, the korban wasn't roy to be eaten, which means it wasn't ever brought as a kosher carbon Pesach, then they have to make a Pesach Sheni also. So then, Chayavim La'asot Pesach Sheni. Now, some say that what Abaye had said was actually not a reference to our Mishnah, but was a reference to the following Braisa. Chamisha Shinit Arvu Orot Pitzchayem Zebizah. Five people had shechted a korban pesach, different korbanas. The skins of the korban pesach obviously were left behind, and they handed them over to a guy to clean them off, and so on. All of them now were not marked. There's no way of knowing which one is which. And we find a yabelet be'achad mehem. We find a wart on one of them that passels the korban. It's a mum. So all of these five karbanis have to be burnt, because now we have a suffix. Maybe they're moving. Kulam yotim lebeit asrefa, but nonetheless, they're potter menasot pesach sheni. Omer Abaye, it's only if the taroves happened after the zrikas adam. This is the other version. Abaye said what he said on this case. If the taroves came after the zrikas, and at the time of the zrika, they would have been able to eat the karban that wasn't a baal mum. So at that point, at the moment, he's direct down, Mia havi chazil achila. But nitarvu lifnei zrika, if it got mixed up before the zrikas adam, then there's no way to have eaten that korban at all. So then chayavim la'asot pesach sheni. At that point, they'd have to make a pesach sheni, because nobody was yotze. So if you learn that Abaye said this on the Mishnah, so man de masya masya koshken on b'raisa. The b'raisa is a mistake that cannot be recuperated. The Mishnah, you could say, look, I mean, at any point, the Rav could always remember. I mean, it's an external problem. He forgot. So ask him 10 minutes later. Maybe he'll remember. I mean, certainly Klapei Shamaya, I mean, one of they're all it's kosher. They're all kosher. We just need to figure out whose is whose. Over here, there really is one puzzle. It's a whole different situation. Man de masem is koshke in the braisa. This is true. Man de masem on braisa. Those who learn that Abaye gave his statement on the braisa, maybe on the Mishnah, wouldn't have been makbid. Even if they remembered only, even if he forgot before Zrika, because amasnisimo, give the ksherin minu. Lamaisa, the carbon is kosher. There's something wrong with the carbon be'etza. Because he itka, because he lachila. Look, I mean, he could remember at any moment. Then it would be roy to eat it. And kame shemaya galya. Because who knows? Who's his who's? So maybe over there, it would be okay even if he forgot before Zrika. Omar mar. Now, you said that your potter milasos pesach sheni, but I don't understand. In the case of the brisa, one of the karbanos was really puzzled. It's not that we didn't know who's to eat it. How can you say your potter milasos pesach sheni if maybe you weren't yotze? Well, you go chadelo nothing. The Mishnah, I understand. The Mishnah, Be'etzema, was kar kosher. But in the Braita, there was a mum on one of these karbanas. It was really not kosher. So the guy who had the karbana wasn't kosher. Why is he putter for Pesach Sheni? Well, fine, you're right. There's one that isn't Yotzi. So what's he supposed to do? He doesn't know who he is. So what's he going to do now? Mishum delo efshe, hechi leifet. What do you want? You want everybody to bring a Pesach Sheni? How can you bring a Pesach Sheni if you're not having a Pesach Sheni? You're going to bring Chulun La'azara? It's also to bring it. So that's not going to be an eight. So Kamaisi Chulun La'azara. Because Arbami now Abdilu. Four out of the five had a kosher carbon. How could they bring a carbon? Leise Kula Chad Pesach. What are you going to do? Bring one carbon Pesach by all of them. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Then if they eat the carbon Pesach, Nimsa Pesach, Nechal Shalolim in Nuyam, nobody can eat it because maybe they're the guy that was Yotzi. They bring carbon Pesach, Shalolach Yula. Yeah, well, so what's the problem? Why can't everybody bring a Pesach and make it tonight? And you should say like this. Nei say v'neima. Edi bal mum. If I was the guy who had a mum in my Pesach, so here is my new Pesach for Pesach Sheni. If I was the guy who was Yotzi with Pesach Rishon, because mine was a Tam, so what I'm bringing now should be a Shlomi. Perfect. So that way everybody's Yotzi. Father, Pesach and a Shlomi is basically the same carbon. No, no, I can't do that. Mishum dika chose of a shok. The chose of a shok of a Shlomi have to be given to a Kohen, and you can't give it now because maybe it's a carbon Pesach. How can a Kohen eat it who is not a monui on the carbon Pesach? Obviously, doesn't have to have it. So bring a Kohen. When they say kol chad v'chad Kohen ba'aday, can everybody bring a Kohen with them? Yeah, but I don't understand the Kohen. What's Kohen going to do if the Kohen is already yotze with Pesach Rishon? He don't eat Pesach, so maybe it's a carbon Pesach. How can he eat a carbon Pesach? It's an issur to eat a carbon Pesach shalom aduyah. If he didn't make a carbon Pesach, then he's going to be in trouble because maybe this is a carbon shlomi. And if it's a carbon shlomi, then he wasn't yotze with his Pesach. So how can anybody bring a carbon Kohen with him? Ah, what they can do is all five of them can bring one Kohen. So let all five bring one Kohen who hadn't yet made a carbon Pesach. They will all add him to their carbon, because only one of them is a Pesach, which is fine. You just don't know which one it is. And his chelek in all five of the karbonas will be the chaz of Ashok, which is either his chelek from the shlomi, which had to be given to him, or he's one of the bialim on the Pesach Sheni, and he'll eat the Pesach Sheni. Perfect.
It's all a very contracted period of time. What's happening on the carbon Pesach?
He's got a month to plan this out. Pesach Sheni. Yeah. A month later. Okay. So you put up a sign. Any Kohen who was in a matzav, wasn't able to be Yotzi's Pesach Rishon, please contact us. We have a free carbon for you. Plus an additional four because of his sharks, which I'm sure you'll appreciate.
You have to eat four.
Five. You have to eat all five.
Within 4 minutes.
Why, each one is a different design. That would be the ultimate prescription. The whole because of his sharks. So bring all five of them, should contract one Kohen, okay? A Kohen who didn't make a Korban Pesach, let him add himself to the Minuyim, and then he'll eat all five. So he'll be Monui on all five Pesachim, only one of which is really a Pesach, but then Mamanim Shech, Ituchad, the law of a Pesach. One of them definitely is a real Korban Pesach, because one of the owners had a Pesach with a Mum on it, and the Konav Kibay, and he'll be Yotzei with that one.
What when they had five Kohanim, each one is a Gutter, each one is a Bitter?
No, because it may be a carbon Pesach.
No, so each one would have.
It may be a carbon Pesach. He's not allowed to. A Kohen is not allowed to eat a carbon Pesach unless he's Chayav.
Not just like this one is allowed to eat five, so each one of them would eat.
Okay, you could do that. There's no problem. You don't need to do that. What do we have to make a case complicated to get five Kohanim? Who didn't bring a Gutter? You can make 100 Kohanim, but you need five.
Someone would eat a fifth of each
Kohanim. If you had 100, it'd eat 1%. If you're worried about becoming fat, is that your problem? The reason is, the real reason that we can't do any of this is because you cannot make a Tanai to make a Pesach Hashlam, for a very simple reason. You are not allowed to bring a carbon where you will artificially lessen the amount of time available that it can be eaten. And since this is a Shlami, four out of the five are Shlami, and you're going to have to burn them if they're not eaten by Chatzos, when really they should be eaten for 2 days. So then you're going to be bringing Kachim Idei Psu, because we don't know if we're going to be able to finish up all of these animals on time. And therefore, it's us to do it. Hence, the Gemara Mishum Nikom Amayet Bachilat Shlamim. You're preventing the Shlamim from being properly eaten, because you Pesach Liyom Valayla. You're going to only eat the Pesach now for, actually, tonight. Yilu Shlamim L'Shreyamim Valayla Efa. And therefore, what can you do? There is more of an etzah, but I think we'll leave it for
going
tomorrow.
Going back to the first thing.
So far, we're satisfied that there's nothing to do. And since there's nothing to do, so Pturim Milaz is Pesach Sheni. Pturim in the sense of, what's going to be done?
Why can't they all bring one?
All bring one?
Yeah, let them all.
Because then no one's allowed to eat it.
Yeah, so then they get to Korban Pesach, even if they don't eat it.
But you can't bring it with two people that are not going to be able to eat.
Oh, one person.
Two people. Four people are not going to eat.
Nobody can eat.
Yeah. All right. And anybody else be a Suffolk and he won't be able to eat. Oh, yes. Thank heavens for people. Peches. Yomar Rabbi Elazar, Maidich Divokhu Amim Rabbim Bamulukhu Venal Elar Hashem El Beit Elohei Yaakov. What's this Elohei Yaakov? Elohei Avraham Yitzhak. Eloloka Avraham Shekatuv Bohar Shnema Asher Yehomer Hayom Bahar Hashem Yira'eh. Velok Yitzhak Shekatuv Bo Sadeh Shnema Vayetzei Yitzhak Lo Suak Basadeh Eloki Yaakov Shekor O Bayit Shnema Vayikra Shema Makom Ahu Beit El. Therefore the Goyim say El Beit Elokei Yaakov. שוחט על ידי בנו ביתו הגדולים ועל ידי עבדו ושפחתו העברים ועל ידי אשתו אלא מדעתן תניא אידך לא ישחוט אדם לא על ידי בנו ביתו הגדולים ולא על ידי עבדו ושפחתו העברים ועל ידי אשתו אלא מדעתן אבל שוחט על ידי בנו ביתו הקטנים ועל ידי עבדו ושפחתו הקטנים בין מדעתן בין שלא מדעתן וכולם ששחטו בשחר רבן עליהם יוצאים בשער רבן והם יוצאים בשער עצמם חוץ בני אישה שיכולה למחות משנה אישה. אמר אבנה, means אישה and all the other cases, called the Damilo. So, או גוף הקש, אמר חוץ בני אישה, שכולה למחות, משמע, that she's מייכה, הלא מוכי, נפקה בשל בעלה. אי, והקטני ראש, ולא ידי אשתו, אלא מדעתן, משמע, הסתמה, לא נפקה. מי אלא מדעתן, לא באמרי אין, it just means סתמה. והפוכי, איך אמר לא. That's a case of stama. What do you mean? Kivut sheshachtu ein lecham nichui gadol mizeh. Eved shel shnei shutafim romila ravina sabel rav nachman. Tzlan eved shel shnei shutafim lo yochal mishel shneihem. V'atanya ratza mizeh ochel ratza mizeh ochel. Amalei ein asavar. Some say said patya uchma. Mini uminat tistayim shmaiteta. Matnitim v'rekapti adadi. Brighted alo kapti adadi. Misha chetzio eved v'chetzio ben churin lo yochal mishel rabo. Mishel rabo de lo yochal av mishel atzmo yochal. V'atanya lo yochal lo mishelo v'lo mishel rabo. לא קל שכמה משנה ושנה כמה משנה אחרינה. תצען מי שחצי עבד וחצי בן חורין, עובד את רבו יום אחד ואת עצמו יום אחד, דיבר בית הלל. בית שמאי אומרים, ברוליאנט עצה, תיקמתם את רבו, את עצמו לא תיקמתם. לישא שבחה אינו יכול, שכבר חצי בן חורין. לישא בת חורין אינו יכול שעדיין חצי עבד. יבטל, הלא לא יברא עולם אלא פריה וריביה, שיאמר לא טוב ורעה לשבת יצרה. אלא מבני תיקון העולם, Kofin et rabo v'oseh oto ben chorin, and the eved will be kotev shtar al chatzi damav, and paid off. V'chazu beit hilel lo'orot ki beit shamay. Ha'om el yavda tzeh shchot alay et ha-pesach. Shachat gedi yochal, shachat tle yochal. Shachat gedi utle, yochal men ha-rishon. Shachat ma'amar lo rabo ketzot yase, yishchat tle v'gedi v'yomar. In gedi amar li rabi gedi shalo v'tle shali. אם צבא אמר לי רבי אחרי שלו וגדי שלי. שכח רבו מה הוא אמר, וואי, שניהם יוצאו לבית השריפה, בת פטורים מלעשות פסח שני. פשיטה שחק די אוכל אף אגב דרוג ומתלה. שחק לא יאכל אף אגב דרוג ובגדי. שחק גדי וצלה יאכל מן הראשון, וואי. ותניה, איני נינה שני פסחים כאחד, to rely on ברירה, in which case we don't know which one is the Pesach, first or second, you shouldn't be able to eat either. מתיתים במלך ומלכה, and indeed ותניה, אין נינה שני פסחים באחד, nonetheless, מעשה במלך ומלכה, שאמרו לה, וימצאו ושכתו עלינו את הפסח. ויצאו ושחטו עליהם שני פסחים. בואו ושאלו את המלך. אמר להם, לכו, שאלו את המלכה. Bo v'shalu et amalka. Amru lahem, lechu v'shalu et Rabbi Gamliel. Bo v'shalu et Rabbi Gamliel. Amar lahem malka v'melach, da'atam kala aliyam, yochlu min harishon. Anan? לא נוכל לא מן הראשון ולא מן השני. ושוב פעם אחת נמצא לטעה בבית המטבחיים, וביקשו לטעמי כל הסעודה כולה. בואו ושאלו את המלך. אמר להם לכו ושאלו את המלכה. בואו ושאלו את המלכה. אמר להם לכו ושאלו את רבן גמליאל. בואו ושאלו אותו. אמר להם בית המטבחיים, רותח או צנן? אמרו לו, רותח. אמר להם לכו, תהיו עליה כושר צנן. הולכו תהיה לה כושר צנן וריחשה. ותהיה רבן גמליאל כל הסעודה כולה נמצא. מלך תלוי במלכה, נמצאת מלכה תלוי ברבן גמליאל, נמצאת כל הסעודה תלויה ברבן גמליאל. שוכח מה שאמר לו רבו, שלי, what שלי? כל מה שכאן היה וכאן הרבו. אמר רבי, לא, הולך אצלו, רואה הרגיל רבו אצלו. דניך לי בדקנתי דרב. ומק לאחד מנהו, מנת שאינו רבו רשות בו. שכח רבו מה שאמר לו, אמר רבי, לא שנו, אלא ששכח אחר זריקה. דבאינה דיזדרק אדם, אבי חוזי לאכילה. אבל שכח לפני זריקה. דחיזדרק דם לא אבי חוזי לאכילה, חייבן לעשות פסח שני. אי כדמתי להברייתא, חמישה שתתערבו אורות בשחיהם זה בזה, ונמצאת יבלת באחד מהם, כולם יוצאים לבית השריפה, ופטורים לעשות פסח שני. In this version, אומר אביי, לא שונה לו שנתערבו לאף הזריקה, דבעידן דזדרק דם מהאבי חזי לאכילה, אבל נתערבו לפני זריקה, חייבים לעשות פסח שני. Now, מה דמתי המתנית זה קושקן הברייתא, where there really is an objective sort. Manda Matni Abraita would hold, perhaps, Amatni Tinlo, because Kiman the Ksherim Nino, at any point he could remember, he had Kavchazim Achila. It's a coming Shemaya, it's Galias, there's no real soup. Now, getting back to the Braita, Mama, you said they're all potem lasa pesach sheni. How's that possible? You can't do nothing. It's possible because he's nothing for him to do. Long more left, Shehechel of it. Leike kochad vachat pesach, what? He's going to bring Chulon Azor. Arbami now already made for Pesach Rishon. Let's say kulei chad pesach. Then you're going to have a pesach necha shalom minuyam. Hai mai, neise kochad minel pesach, v'neise minima, ididi ba'amon, z'haydi ha'zhar shanavik pesach. Ididi tam, so then haydi ha'zhar should be a shalom. Nah, no efshar, what are you going to do with the chazim v'shalom? Goes to Kohani. So bring out Kochot Vachat. Join Made. What's the Kohen status? Either Avid Pesach. Maybe this is a Pesach. We name it a Pesach. Necha Shalom Nenuyah. Either Lo Avid Pesach. And how's it going to be Yotzis Kohen Pesach? Maybe this is a Shlomi. And then he's going to end up not being a Pesach. So why not make all five together? Make one Kohen, the Lo Avid Pesach. Make him now a partner in all of these, of the all five. And then a Mashav. He's going to have one. That is Vadai, the Korban Pesach, because the law of it Pesach Rishon, the Kanafik Bein is going to eat all the rest of the Chazer Veshoks. And let me show the Kamami Pachilat Shlamim, Dilu Pesach Leon Velaila, Dilu Shlamim Leshnei Amim, Velaila Echad. To be continued.